Okay, now we will go over this chart that Kaufman came up with about the characteristics of manna that is also evidence, mainly evidence, that that this is not a natural substance, that it's God provided, and it is not on earth today. So the first thing that he stated is, the Hebrew meaning of manna is, what is it? And most all of this came from this Exodus chapter 16. And so, of course, we covered that. What is it is what manna means. The second point is, the amount of manna to feed 2 million people means that it was no naturally occurring substance. And years ago, when I was in Fort Worth, there was an elderly man that had obtained a page, and he gave me a copy that I have lost, and I can't find it. But it showed everything that it would take to feed 2 million people in the desert today. And it's unbelievable. It's train loads of food and water, you know, train boxcar loads. And I forgot, I don't know if it was 40, 50, 100 boxcars every day to feed 2 million people of water and food. And then, of course, you're going to have to get clothing and things like that from time to time, and other things for 40 years that will wear out. But anyway, if we ever run across that, I'll end up reading that. But we've looked, and we haven't been able to find it yet. Okay, so the third thing is, the manna appeared upon God's promise through Moses. The fourth point, it appeared 6 days a week for 40 years. So Sunday through Friday, it appeared. It never appeared on Saturday, the Sabbath. Fifth point, it disappeared when they entered Canaan. So the beginning of it was when, after the Exodus, at the time, just after they received the Ten Commandments, and the Sabbath, at the origin of the Sabbath, is the same time that manna originated. Now, the manna ended earlier. The manna ended when they entered the land of Canaan. Now, the Sabbath ended at Jesus' death. And we learned that from Amos 8:9 that we covered last week. So, they both had the same beginning. Sabbath and the manna had the same beginning, but the manna ended first as the Israelites entered Canaan, but the Sabbath didn't end until Jesus' death. The sixth point, it did not appear on the Sabbaths, so it never fell on any Saturday or formed on the ground. Seven, it produced twice as much on the sixth days, and this, of course, was Friday, so there was twice as much, and they were to gather twice as much and then do no work on the Sabbath. The eighth point, it bred worms and became foul when certain of God's rules were violated. And so this is another characteristic that is not common with this substance that they call manna that grows over there in the Arabian Desert. The ninth point, it did not spoil on the Sabbath days, and that also tells you that this is not a natural substance. God made it spoil after 24 hours, 6 days a week, but then on the seventh day, he made it to where it lasted an extra 24 hours. So God was behind this from beginning to end. The tenth point, it could be boiled or baked, neither of which is true of natural manna, or what they call manna today, which they just misnamed this to try to disprove the account and discredit God's word. And the 11th point, 11th and final, the Jews did not recognize manna as anything natural. They knew that this was God-given and supernaturally given to them, and that this was not a naturally occurring substance. They knew it. I don't know why people in the subsequent generations have had issues and trouble believing this, as they knew. So we will end there, and Lord willing, next week we will cover the parallels of the Passover. And that will be our, we'll plan to finish up our chart session next week.